Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I'm going to be talking about the three elements of loving what you do. And this whole conversation started with a conversation I had with my friend and mentor, George Pransky. And he'd been watching Law & Order. And he was telling me about his experience watching Law & Order. And he said, well, you know, when I started watching the show, there was a bank robbery. And I thought to myself, boy, I'd really love being a bank robber. That would be really fun. And I think I'd be really good at it because, you know, there'd be all these challenges and there'd be a whole element of planning, but ultimately the planning wouldn't matter because you just have to rely on your instinct in the moment. And I really love relying on my instinct in the moment. And there'd be that energy of sort of danger, but also knowing that if I could safely pull it off without hurting anyone, that, you know, what a sense of accomplishment I'd get from that. And he said, and then as I was watching the detectives trying to track down the bank robber, I thought to myself, boy, you know, I bet I'd really enjoy being a detective. I bet I would really love that. I bet I'd be really good at that because it's like a giant problem solving, like a giant jigsaw puzzle where you don't know which pieces matter and which pieces are important. So you have to kind of maintain perspective. You've got to maintain like the bird's eye view, but you've also got to be willing to get down into it and talk to people. And I really enjoy talking to people and people tend to feel comfortable with me. I really think I'd love being a detective. And then he said, well, and then later when in the show, when the guy got arrested, he said, I was watching, I bet I'd love being an attorney. I bet I'd be really good at it because, you know, they get to ask questions and they have to get creative about how they approach things and they take one set of facts, but they have to find an interpretation of those facts that works. So it's all about fluidity of thought and freedom of mind, which is what I have and what I love. And we were cracking each other up, just this idea that it almost didn't matter what job you put in front of him. George would love it and find a way to be good at it. And in further conversations, he shared with me what he sees as sort of the three elements of any job that make the job enjoyable. And the first is that a lot of jobs involve some element of creating, of engaging in the creative process. It might be in terms of problem solving and creative problem solving, or it might literally be in terms of invention and innovation, recreating things from scratch. And in my own work, a large part of what I do is create. I create books, I create podcasts, I create blogs. There's just a huge element to create programs where I'm looking to find new ways of sharing the principles behind the Inside Out understanding with the world, new, interesting, different ways of reaching more people. And not only doing it in a way that's enjoyable for me, but in a way that's enjoyable and accessible to others. And I love that part of my job. But the second element of most jobs that's really enjoyable is interpersonal connection, that you have sort of nice warm contact with other human beings. Well, again, I have that in spades in my work because most of my work involves speaking to people, speaking with people on the radio, speaking with people on events. But almost any job involves elements of that human connection that is really part of the joy of being human, is that we can feel that ease and connection with another human. And then the third element of a job that is incredibly naturally enjoyable is when a job is mindless, when you don't need to think, when it's almost repetitious, because it allows your mind to get quiet. It allows you to give your mind a rest. It allows you to kind of be meditative and reflective. And I remember when I went through the worst of my depression and anxiety as a teenager and finished up school, I couldn't wait to get a mindless job. And I remember I applied for a job at UPS, but I just wanted to sort boxes. Because I could just tell at some level, I needed a break. I needed a break from thinking about everything. And in fact, I wound up driving a forklift in a factory, which did the trick, and was incredibly enjoyable. And then when my mind had settled, I then took my next job as an usher in a movie theater, which allowed me the interpersonal connection. And then ultimately, I became an actor at the time and then a writer, which allowed for the creative process to take center stage. So for you, think about what it is that you do. To what extent is there a creative element to it? To what extent do you need to rely on the creative mind and problem solving and innovation and inspiration? To what extent is there interpersonal connection, or at least the opportunity for interpersonal connection, for nice warm contact with other human beings? And to what extent could you take the mindless repetitious bits of your job and allow them to be a space within which you can get quiet, you can get reflective, you can have a bit of a rest, give your mind a rest, and allow new thinking, new energy, and new possibilities to come to mind? Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.